interested in following Jesus Christ. They're not interested in submitting their life to Him. They're not interested in virtue and holiness and righteousness and obedience and godliness. They're sacrilege. They name Him with their lips. They refuse His lordship in their lives. Fourth point, the success of their operation. We've seen the sphere of it, the subtlety of it, the sacrilege of it, now the success of it. Would you please notice verse 2, and many will follow. Stop right there. Discouraging, isn't it? Many will follow. You know, there aren't even many who go on the narrow way, are there? Few go there. Many follow the deceivers. Back in Matthew 24, Jesus predicts that in the time of the end, verse 10, many will fall away, deliver up one another, hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and will mislead many. Jesus said basically the same thing. You can expect it. Verse 24, false Christs, false prophets. Listen, they attract people. They attract people with their talk about Christ and their talk about belonging to Christ. But they don't want to submit to sovereign lordship. They want freedom to live the way they want to live. They want liberty to live the way they want to live. They don't want anybody impinging on their conduct. And so many people are led astray into a kind of Christianity that knows nothing about submission to the sovereign Lord. This is exactly what you have in Matthew chapter 7, exactly. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who what? Does the will of my Father. Many will say, but that doesn't make the point. Many will say. It's the one who does. It isn't the one who claims Christ. It's the one who does the will of my Father, who submits to sovereign lordship. Why will they be so popular? Why will so many follow them? Because they can have Christ and they can have sin. They can have Christ